just want to, you have heard from them this year as they came with, senior recognition right before that time, and now they are going to bring a word to you today from Chiapas, Mexico. If you recall last spring, they both of them just had the call to go on this mission trip to Mexico, and you helped get them there. And so I told them the only string that was attached to that was that they had to share their experiences with us. And so today they will come and give us some of the ways that they experience God way far away in Mexico. And I don't even know what order they're going in. I'm just here today. So take it away.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, first of all, I'll just tell y'all that this Chiapas trip was an amazing experience. Really one that I'll never forget. Before I talk about what I learned, I want to tell you a little about the trip. So, we spent 5 days in going in between two villages. One was named Puipa, the other Santa Cruz. While we were down there, we were doing a free clinic as well as children's Bible activities. At our clinic, we saw over 250 people. These people came in with all different kinds of issues like worms, diabetes, infections, even tumors. I got to work in our pharmacy, so I was able to interact with everyone who walked through our doors, which was a really cool experience. They were just so grateful to have the medication that they needed but wasn't necessarily available in other circumstances. It was a truly humbling experience. With the children, I had so much fun with the children. We studied the book of Psalms. We focused on three different ones, doing a skit and a arts and crafts activity with each of the ones we studied, which was so much fun to see their little creative minds at work. And they know so much about the Bible stories and the fruit of the Spirit. It was so interesting to see how much they knew. And what was even better is that they loved to tell their parents about it. After our days in the villages, we explored the other cultural side of Mexico in San Cristobal, where we visited beautiful markets and people whose indigenous ancestors had been there for hundreds of years. The history ran deep and the cultures we observed were unforgettable, so unique. We saw it all during our trip, poor and rich, city and countryside, mountains, rivers, the godly and the ungodly, and the giving spirits of all who live there. I noticed a few important things while there that really inspired me. In the villages, the people were so generous and kind. I can't even tell you how just giving they were. And everything they do not do for themselves. They thank God for every accomplishment, but do not curse him for any setbacks.
Amen.
Everything was centered around Christ. They loved talking about God, and everything we taught, they soaked up like a sponge. They are true examples of how to live a life only for Christ. When we moved into the cities, that kind of faded away, and with it, the simplicity of the village. I noticed a change in our group as well. We made a shift from missionaries to tourists. And God was not always the center of what we were doing. I think as people who live in the modern world, we take all we have for granted. And everything we do, we prioritize into different areas. Right now, we are church. We are at church, so it's church time. Later, at lunch, it may be family time or socializing time. Tomorrow, we will focus our time towards work and to-do lists. Where is God during these times? When we are not in church or doing church activities, we tend to put God in a box. When we are at our jobs or various activities, God may not always be the priority or the reason for our work. But why? Because everything we do should be for and because of Christ, like the people in the village. I'd like to read y'all Colossians 3, 16, and 17. It says, let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to him, through him, to God the Father. We can all learn a lesson from the people in the village. Though they're far away from us, we are not much different. We both have families that we adore, a community that supports one another, a love for Christ that is bigger than ourselves, and lives that keep us busy. The thing that can set us apart is how we live our busy lives. It is easy to shift focus because of what time it is or what area we are in. When you leave church today, will you continue to keep the focus on God, or will you continue to put God in a box? My advice is to remember who put you where you are today and to find God in every moment. I believe this mentality is what keeps the people of the village happy with their simple lifestyle. They are not distracted by modern temptations because they know what and who they live for. God was not meant to be put in a box, but to live and to walk beside us each day and in every moment. But it's us who decide where our priorities lie. Again, I say, let everything you do be in the name of Christ. I'd like to take another moment to just express my thanks to you all, because without you and your love and your support, we wouldn't have been able to go on this trip. This lesson that I learned that I'm speaking about is just one of many, and I'll remember my experience for the rest of my life. And I'll close with the words of our dear Pastor Juan. Gloria al Dios. Amen.
Morning, everybody. Well, I'll get down here with y'all.
That's what he wanted.
And please excuse my cheat notes. Well, first off, I'd like to thank all of you for your very generous donations that helped Kendra and I go on this trip without a single worry. It's unexplainably amazing how just something as simple as, oh, we're going on a mission trip, and without a moment's notice, all of y'all are so generous to give money that y'all could have put towards anything else, but instead you put it towards us, and I truly can't thank y'all enough. First off, I would like to talk about the conditions of Puyipa, Mexico. It's 100 degrees, along with 100% humidity, and we just so happen to be in one of the few valleys in the area where there is no wind whatsoever. You're not dry for 4 days. You learn to sleep in your own sweat. And that is when you see God in his most raw form. We came to this village with broken Spanish, Kendra with her anxiety attacks about speaking Spanish, and really expectations to see a people that didn't know God. But when we got there, oh, how we were in for a surprise. We got there, and within 5 minutes, these people had a meal on the table for us, ready to go. I'm pretty sure it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's not normally a meal time. We tried speaking a little bit of Spanish to them, only to find out that Spanish is their second language too. They speak Chol, which is a Mayan dialect. So there's a large language barrier, but we soon found out that no matter what language you speak, God is a universal language. That night, we had our first of four church sessions that they have in celebration of us being there every single night. They lasted about an average of 2 hours, and you sat down for maybe 10 minutes of that. You were clapping constantly, singing in a language that half the time you don't even know what it is. But the amazing thing was that no matter if they knew the words or not, each one of them was worshiping 100% heart, fully into it. And if you weren't sweating by the end of that service, there was something wrong. But one of the things that I just found most amazing about the way that they worshiped was that about three services in, and all of us starting to finally get the hang of clapping, they invited us to sing. Well, los gringos cannot sing in Spanish. And so we sang the song that we know. We sang Amazing Grace in English. And let's just say that we don't harmonize very well, the guys and the girls, so it was iffy. But even though the people in the crowd could not understand a single word that we were saying, immediately when we got up there, about 20 phones came up and videos turned on. Half of them barely understand Spanish, let alone English. Yet they loved our music like we were pop stars. We were out of tune. They didn't know what we were saying, yet God has a way of just letting you understand what they're saying, that they are worshiping him and not singing about something else. And that went on for nights. And we went to the village of Santa Cruz across the mountain, and they wanted the same thing. We sang for them as well. No matter which village we were in, the services lasted for a lot longer than we do services. But it was with such intensity and with such vigor that you didn't know that you were worshiping for 2 hours. You were worshiping God in his most raw form of just praising him for your very existence and not for all the little things around you. Here we have air conditioning. Thank God. We have air conditioning. We have closed-toed shoes. We have... When you get a headache, you have Advil. You have a running water that you can drink out of. You have a cup that's not plastic. And I felt truly convicted at the end of that, because we worship for an hour once a week, sometimes maybe two. And sometimes, and myself included, it feels like a burden. But for them, it is their most joyful part of every day. They go, they worship their heart out, and for the rest of the day, they include God in every single little thing that they do, whether it's planting corn or cooking the next meal. Everything that they do is for God and him only. And whenever our work was done in the village, there was not a dry eye in the room. All of us are crying like little girls, or even if some people won't admit it, that we had to leave these wonderful people. But once we left that village, none of us will ever be the same. We've all seen what worshiping God is supposed to be like. That you're supposed to think, you're not supposed to, oh, I'm mad because my AC doesn't work today. He put me on this earth. He's given me life. He's given me grace. What else do I want from him? And even as we went to a tourist mode and up in San Cristobal and had the time of our lives, that was still in the back of our mind every day. That a people with basically nothing can worship God like they have everything. Thank you.
Amen.